on the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas at 10 o'clock in the morning. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus. Today I have come to help the world to see that what opposes this ministry speaks of the times in which you live. In Jesus' day, it was the Pharisees who opposed his message of love. In these days, it is the same Pharisaical spirit that opposes these messages of holy and divine love. How sad that such a treasure, such a simple solution to earth's woes, should be summarily dismissed. The very ones who should embrace this mission are opposing it. Satan has inspired them to use the term ecumenical against us. Yet the Holy Father himself is in support of ecumenism. Their real motive is to destroy, not to investigate through discernment inspired by the Holy Spirit. What hypocrisy! They seek to destroy the ones who pray for them, the ones who seek unity in the church and amongst all people and all nations. They oppose us because they cannot control the messages or the messenger. The good news is heaven has given you insight as to their agenda, dear messenger. The mission will not succumb to Satan's traps. We must continue to be ecumenical until Jesus returns in victory. We must not fear anyone, but proceed with courage. When evil is exposed, it is weakened." At 11:30 in the morning, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus. Once again, I come to reiterate that any investigative commission convened to study these messages in this diocese would be perfunctory. Those who oppose us do not live by the truth, but by their own agenda." In definition of the word perfunctory, to get rid of, pretense, done without care or interest, superficial, indifferent.